This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
And this is the ALC Daily Podcast. This week we have been talking about how to embrace the fear of the Lord for a more secure life. And this is part three.
And we enjoy talking about this because if you truly embrace the fear of the Lord as the Bible talks about the fear of the Lord, you will find yourself much more secure in the events of life and just the things that happen, the instability of life. I remember when I was doing skydiving training, and you know, if it's your first time, and if you ever do this, you'll find that most people that are doing skydiving or parachuting, they are a fun lot. They're out there not because they're trying to make a ton of money. They're out there because they're having fun while they make money.
Yeah.
And so we were out there and going through it the first time. And so, you know, the natural fear of I'm going to jump out of an airplane. So they send you through training. But I remember him telling him, let's discuss what's the worst that could happen to you. And then the joke comes in is, what's the worst that could happen to you? If you fall and your parachute doesn't open, no worries. You don't splat, you bounce.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know. And of course, you've already paid the funds, so you know, you're in for this. But then they go on to talk about how, you know, you're going to have a regular parachute that you will pack, and then you're going to have a parachute that is government certified as a backup. Mm. And you put those together, and the risk of no parachute is actually less than a car accident on your drive up here. So so you've taken your greatest risk in driving here. Now you're in a lower risk environment. That's how they kind of approach that. Okay, let's go to how does that apply? How to embrace the fear of the Lord for a more secure life. Matthew 10, 28, Jesus is basically going to lay out the worst case scenario. So this is Jesus's version of no worries, if your parachute doesn't open, you don't splat, you bounce.
Here we go.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Okay. He says, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Notice he lays out the worst case scenarios to deliver us from our unhealthy fears. And he's going to say, you want to have a healthy fear.
Yeah.
Fear God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. But don't fear people who can't touch your soul. Mm. They can only touch your body. Okay.
Yeah.
How does that deliver us from our unhealthy fears and help us be more secure by having healthy fears?
Yeah. I think it reveals what is most important, the eternal versus the temporal.
Yeah.
So, you know, the temporary, you know, it's not that it can't have value, but it cannot be more valuable than the eternal things.
Yeah. He's saying in walking with God in the kingdom of God, there are some people that are going to pay the price of death. Mm-hmm. But those people that put them to death cannot touch their soul. God has the soul. But the people that compromise, God can destroy both soul and body in hell.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus in his ministry specifically identified the people that God was going to destroy both their soul and body in hell. You think anybody would like to know who those people were? He identified them.
Go ahead, spit it out.
He basically addressed everybody in the current religious system, Pharisees, Sadducees, priests, scribes, and Ouch. Basically said, if you don't repent, God is going to destroy all of your soul and your body in hell.
Ouch.
That's for you people. And it got him in trouble, ultimately sent him to the cross.
Yeah.
But that's what Matthew 23 is all about. Matthew 23, he's saying you're all going to hell. If you're a scribe or a Pharisee or a priest or one of these people or a Sadducee, you're in a system that is sending everything about you to hell.
Yeah.
So repent and come out of the system.
Yeah.
And many of them did, by the way. We read in the book of Acts that many priests were getting converted.
Yeah.
Many Pharisees were getting converted. So many of them were coming out of the system and coming into Jesus to escape hell. And when they did, they discovered a genuine fear of God. Okay, so I think, excuse me, a healthy way to look at this is that if I keep my focus on, I've got what is temporal and what is eternal. My soul is eternal, so I want to do things that are building my soul. Now, I'm not going to sacrifice my body intentionally, but if I do have to pay the price, I do pay the price,
yeah.
right? Therefore,
yeah.
I'm willing to put my body at more risk
yeah.
because of it,
yeah.
right? Risk of consequences,
yep.
all right? Ways we can apply this to our American lifestyle. I mean, just let's apply this to Americans and say, all right, we want to learn a healthy fear of God,
yeah.
and we want to be more secure in our eternal value. Thoughts about how we can apply this just in practically everyday living as Americans? Because we have a constitution that makes it nobody's going to kill us
yeah.
for
yeah.
our faith.
Yeah.
Well, other nations don't have that, mm-hmm. but we do.
Yeah, my immediate thought is, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Right.
And so there are things that the world tells us are of the utmost importance, and they might be important. But if they get in the way of the health of your soul, they're not worth it.
Like what?
Money, careers, influence, political favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, yeah, if those things get in the way of your soul.
Those are kind of the lofty things
sure.
that we think about. Mm-hmm. But I would even say inappropriate relation. Maybe you're married. It's an inappropriate relationship that's pulling at you.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe... you have an addiction to gambling or games or any
right.
of those types, and it's taken away from time with your family and
right.
things like that. It's not worth it.
Right. Yeah. So that's doing soul damage.
It'd be better to gouge out your eye or cut off your hand.
And that's what Jesus is advocating, is do whatever it takes to separate from that
yeah.
so that you're not getting soul damage.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're saying, I'm investing in my soul because that is where the eternal value is at.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I like to say, if you're living for Jesus, you should have some things you're doing that will never produce a reward on this earth. Now, so much of what we do does produce a reward. All financial giving produces a reward on this earth.
Yeah.
But there are some things you're going to do that you will not get the reward until you get to heaven. And so you want to be doing some of those things.
Yeah.
You want to be helping someone when no one sees.
Yeah.
You want to be giving to someone that no one can tell you're giving to them. You want to be praying when no one knows how much you prayed. There are some of these things that your reward won't happen until you get up into heaven.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's investing in your soul. So this is so good. I believe in earthly rewards mm-hmm. because Jesus taught them. It's just that you don't want those to be the priority, or you'll have the wrong fear. You'll be protecting your earthly rewards. And we've talked about this a lot and used this. I used the illustration again this morning with our men's small group that throughout life, God will give you blessings. Mm-hmm. Then what will happen is the devil will come and threaten you with those blessings. What that looks like is you obey the Lord and God gives you a blessing. Maybe it's a wonderful family. Maybe it's good finances. Maybe it's good health. God rewards you.
Yeah.
Then the devil comes along and threatens your soul with those blessings. I'll take your money away. I'll take your family away. I'll take your health away.
Yeah.
And this is a test. Do you value the blessing or do you value your soul more? So the training that I do is when the devil threatens me with one of those blessings, I hold my hand out flat and say, devil, if God says you can take this blessing away, I'm not going to fight you for it.
Yeah.
If God says you can't, you can't. But I am not going to be threatened by the blessings that God gave me. I'm going to keep my value on the soul. And that's going to keep my fear in Jesus. And it's going to keep me out of the other, where he says, fear God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. I'm not going to have to be afraid of that, because I placed my priority on the development of my soul in the person of Jesus. Hope this series helped you guys. If you'll embrace a real fear of God, it will make you more secure in the way you do life.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting, and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.